The economy of Ireland roared so much for the past decade or so that it got its own nickname, the Celtic Tiger. Now the tiger is dead, or at least dying, or sick. There are plenty of figures to document Ireland's decline, and we asked NPR's Rob Gifford to go out on the streets of Dublin to find out what it all means for Ireland's people.
It's just a normal evening scene on Grafton Street in central Dublin, a band of musicians playing Irish music. The musicians here are not Irish, they're Polish. Ireland, which was once one of the largest net exporters of people to the world, has in the last 10 years been importing thousands of economic migrants from Europe and beyond to work during the boom. People like 24-year-old violinist Michał Cieślok, who's a lawyer by day but plays music on the streets in the evening to earn extra cash.
Better before, at the moment it's recession, we see that. 1 year ago we have better money. In this year, it's very hard to make any money.
So hard, in fact, that Cieślok says he's returning to Poland tomorrow. And that may be it for him in Ireland after 3.5 years. And he says he's not the only one.
Maybe 90% of my friends gone back to Poland in the last 2-3 months. Ireland is finished very nearly. I think 1 year, maybe not finished for good, and finished for a long time.
That's essentially what the economists are forecasting too, a recession quite likely longer than in the US or the rest of Europe. Now the Celtic Tiger has a new feline nickname. In honour of the famously sluggish cartoon cat, some here are calling Ireland the Celtic Garfield. And it's not just the immigrants being hit.
In financial terms, I am down approximately 300 to 350 euros a week.
That's about $400 to $450 a week. And that's Anthony Fitzgerald, who's been driving a taxi in Dublin for 15 years. He's upped his shifts to 12 hours a day, 6 days a week to make ends meet. And what Fitzgerald has given up in his life shows something of just how serious the Irish situation has become.
I've actually given up the drink, would you believe that? I don't go out anymore. On my few pints of Guinness that I loved. Yeah, that's bad. That is bad.
And after years of boom, his family has cut back too.
I have 2 daughters, and they and their mother and friends and relations all went to New York last year. And I suppose there was a group of 25 or so, and they would have been spending, I suppose, roughly $2,000 on shopping. Christmas shopping, yeah. They were in Macy's, I think, for 2 days at one stage. But that didn't go on. That's not going on this year.
Perhaps the biggest problems in Ireland, as in the US, have been caused by a massive crash in the housing market.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going? Come on up.
Thank you very much.
32-year-old Nola Gniledek is a freelance TV documentary maker. She lives in the same cosy, small, walk-up rented apartment she's lived in for nearly 10 years, and her situation epitomises Ireland's problems.
I was one of the people who was locked out effectively as prices went up because affordability had left the market. Now, I'm not locked out at the moment. The market has come back to meet me, and during the summer I got mortgage approval to buy something. The problem now is that the industry I work in just seems like the work has suddenly dried up.
And that's the same for many of her peers. The generation that's never known austerity and is used to the boom and getting everything it wanted, the fancy cell phone, the car, the eating out at good restaurants, that generation is now getting used to the bust and rising unemployment.
I'm beginning to wonder, was the Celtic Tiger just a myth that we just binged on our own property boom that really wasn't real, and it brought wealth to a certain kind of very top portion of the population, but ultimately all it did for the rest of us encourage us to get into incredible credit card, bank, financial debt. And now it's tumbling, and definitely the party is over, and I think maybe the party, in terms of the Celtic Tiger, wasn't that well managed in the first place.
Aware of the irony of what all this means for her in light of Ireland's history of the last 150 years, Niledic says if things don't improve, she may even have to emigrate to find work. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Dublin.